بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم Distinguished weavers, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is a question that if we regret, if we repent, does Almighty Allah accept our repentance or not? Or some of the sinners, some of the people who have committed major sins and major mistakes and blunders, they might get hopeless saying that we have done major sins. We have mistakenly committed major sins. So may Almighty Allah does not forgive our sin. So this is a satanic doubt that comes in everyone's mind. We should ignore, we should overlook, we should get rid of such doubts. Because Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Didn't they know that Almighty Allah accepts repentance? And Almighty Allah accepts charities? And indeed, verily, Almighty Allah is all forgiving. Almighty Allah is all merciful. See, distinguished viewers and respected audience, Almighty Allah accepts repentance. There is nothing that should be bigger than Almighty Allah's forgiveness. Hopelessness is from those major sins that Almighty Allah may punish us because of being hopeless of Almighty Allah's mercy. So if a person becomes hopeless of Almighty Allah's mercy, there is no way to save him from the hell. Because of this, sometimes in the traditions it is said that hopelessness is tantamount or equal or similar to that of polytheism or shirk. Because it is very dangerous. It stops you from coming towards Almighty Allah. It stops one from returning to the virtues. So today I'm going to talk about the important conditions of repentance. The first condition of repentance is that we have to sincerely and genuinely regret from the past sins, from the past mistakes and blunders. If a person does not genuinely regret his past and his sins, for sure, he will not be wholeheartedly ready to repent and to come towards Almighty Allah. So this is the first, that we have to sincerely, we have to genuinely regret our dark past. Because the dark and dirty past always prevent us from going to the bright future. So the first condition is that we have to sincerely regret our previous mistakes and blunders. So what else? The second condition is that we have to be serious on amending our mistakes and blunders. For example, God forbid, if a person has violated the rights of Almighty Allah, if he didn't do any wajibat, or if he didn't prevent himself from muharramat, so from now on he has to have this firm decision to do good things and to avoid bad things. Otherwise, if a person, even because of his habits, if he tries to continue his past behavior, his past method of life or way of life, so there is no possibility that he has to repent towards Almighty Allah. So the second condition is that he has to amend his past mistakes and blunders. And the third condition of repentance says that he has to avoid committing sin again. Because if he continues those mistakes and blunders, there will be no changes for the better. So, distinguished listeners and viewers, these are the three important conditions of a genuine repentance. And there is a very nice story, you might have heard about it. That is the story of Fudayl ibn Ayyad. He was a person who had committed mistakes, blunders. He was known to be a culprit, a criminal, a thief amongst his community. And he was that much bold that he was informing the people that once I will come to your house in order to, yes, commit theft. But once upon a time, there was a person who was reciting this verse of the Holy Quran. And Fudayl ibn Ayyad was going to climb on his wall. At midnight, he heard this verse of the Holy Quran being recited by that great reciter, saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Is it not a time to humble your heart for the sake of Almighty Allah's remembrance? Has not this time reached? Has not this time come? Fudayl ibn Ayyad said, yes, the time has come. Yes, I am going to humble my heart with Almighty Allah's remembrance. On the point, on the spot, he repented. He regretted from his previous sins. And then he decided not to commit his mistakes and blunders. Then he compensated the rights of the people in Almighty Allah, and then became one of the greatest mystics and arif of his time. May Almighty Allah bless us all to obtain these heavenly teachings from the revolution of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and apply them in our own life. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.